is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization on Thursday said both the Israeli military and Palestinian militant group Hamas have agreed to abide by three separate short ceasefires in specific areas of the Gaza Strip to allow for a massive vaccination program to protect children from polio in the war-ravaged enclave. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
The WHO official overseeing the Palestinian territories said the campaign is due to start Sunday. Each pause in fighting will last 3 days, with hostilities halted between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. local time each day.
And we start in central Gaza for 3 days, followed by south Gaza, and then followed by the north of Gaza.
The campaign comes after the WHO last week confirmed at least one baby has been paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus. It's the first such case in the territory in 25 years.
The Israeli military says it has killed five more militants, including a local commander in the occupied West Bank. The army has pressed ahead with what appears to be the deadliest military operation in the territory since the start of the war. AP Washington correspondent Saga Magani reports Ukraine has lost one of the F-16 jets donated by Western partners.
The Ukrainian military says the pilot died when an F-16 went down Monday. It was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine after at least six were delivered last month. Kyiv's defense ministry says it's investigating just what happened. The jet went down as Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage on Ukraine, which says F-16 shot down four missiles at the Pentagon.
Broadly speaking, combat aviation is incredibly complex.
Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says the U.S. has trained some Ukrainian pilots on flying the F-16s, but could not give any details about the crash. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that Serbia has agreed to buy several French war planes and a shift away from Russia.
Serbia has announced a $3 billion deal to buy 12 French warplanes, shifting the country away from its dependence on Russian arms. Russia has been a traditional supplier of military aircraft to Serbia, which has refused to join sanctions against Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine. Serbia is formally seeking European Union membership, but has not met the main preconditions due to Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić's increasingly autocratic rule. The deal has raised concerns because Serbia, at times, has had an aggressive stance against its Balkan neighbors, and there are questions as to how France plans to protect sensitive information about the planes from getting into the hands of Russia. French President Emmanuel Macron says the deal includes full guarantees like any defense agreement. No further details were given. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Chinese lending to Africa rose for the first time in 3 years, or in years, in 2023. According to new research by Boston University's Global Development Policy Center, Kate Bartlett reports.
The Boston University paper found a couple of trends when analyzing China's loans to 8 African countries and 2 regional financial institutions last year. The researchers said one thing that was unique was that more than half the money was loaned to African multilateral banks. They said this was likely a form of risk mitigation. Despite this growing risk aversion, the researchers noted China was still lending to 3 major long-time borrowers, Angola, Nigeria, and Egypt. Critics have accused China of ensnaring African countries in debt traps, by which large sums owed to Chinese companies make African governments beholden to Beijing economically and politically. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A strong storm is lashing southern Japan with torrential rains and strong winds causing at least 3 deaths as it crawls up the length of the Kaga Archipelago and raises concerns of flooding, landslides, and extensive damage. Tropical storm Shanshan made landfall on Thursday morning as a powerful typhoon and then gradually lost strength. Though it was still forecast to bring strong winds, high waves, and significant rainfall to most of the country. Brazilian Supreme Court justice is threatening to shut down the operations of X, formerly Twitter, in that country unless its billionaire owner Elon Musk names a legal representative in Brazil within a 24-hour period. The order from the justice is the latest development in an ongoing feud with Musk's platform. Company had clashed with the person earlier in the year over free speech accounts. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.